Karen's on the line now dealing with some unwanted visitors. You've got flies? What's going on?
I have, I think, what is called cluster flies. I've never heard of them before in my life. I thought they were coming out of the register at the bottom. You know, I have the heat register and the air conditioning register at the bottom of the floor. And they seem to be accumulating in my master bedroom.
Yep.
Now, I called an exterminator, and he says, well, it sounds like you have cluster flies. Are they lethargic? I said, yeah. And they look like a regular house fly. Last fall, I must have killed, I can't even tell you how many of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I was freaking out.
Well, yeah, there's a big population of them, and you're chasing after them one at a time here. They're called cluster flies, or sometimes you call them attic flies.
Yes, I looked it up.
Yeah, they're pretty common. It's the kind of thing that if you've tried, sucking them up with a vacuum and that sort of thing, that there's just too many of them. You got to put the right pesticide down. It's usually a pyrethrin type of a pesticide. And in some states you can buy it over the counter, but frankly, I don't recommend it. I think you're probably better off at this point hiring a pro. They know exactly what to put down in exactly the right amounts to make this problem go away. And I think you're just going to frustrate yourself by chasing after it one fly at a time. There's too many of them. They got you outnumbered. And I think you need to get the right product down to fix it up.
He won like $700.
$700? That's a lot of money. Listen to me. This is a service call. Okay. This is not a, we're going to pay for our kids' college in one visit kind of a call. This is a service call and it should be charged at a service call rate. Now there are pest control companies out there. And actually I have one in my local town that I actually contracted with where I could have paid, maybe a couple $100 for the one service call, or I could have paid like $500 and had them do two treatments a year and be kind of on call for everything else. And that was the option that I took because I knew I lived in a very old house on a dirt basement with five separate crawl spaces that, insects love to infest and we don't like to see them upstairs. So I did take advantage of that and it worked out quite well for us. I mean, that would be a reason to maybe pay a little bit more if you're going to get a service contract out of it with some built-in service calls.
Yeah.
But this is a one-time thing. It shouldn't be a $700. Why don't you do this? Why don't you go to homeadvisor.com, look at the reviews for pest control firms in your area and find one that's highly reviewed. I can guarantee you anybody that charges $700 for a service call is not going to be highly reviewed and you'll find the best ones for this particular project.
Well, I asked him if he had if it was a contract, because he initially told me $245 for the initial visit and then $45 a month, whether he comes here or not. I'm like,
that's a lot.
Get out of here. I'm not letting you hit my charge card for $45 a month, even whether I see you or not.
I don't blame you.
No, I don't
think you have the right guy. So like I said, go to homeadvisor.com, look at the guys that have the best reviews, call one or two of them and take it from there, okay?
All righty. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.